We're going to turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. Proverbs, chapter 3. Just as we bring our object address this morning, Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 7 through to verse number 10. Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 7 through 10. Verse 7 of Proverbs 3 begins, "Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine." We'll end there at verse number 10 of Proverbs chapter 3. I'm not sure how many in the meeting this morning enjoy cheese. I was told as a young person that if you eat too much cheese before going to bed, you'll have all sorts of different dreams. I'm not sure how much truth there is in that, but cheese is something that many young people enjoy as well as older people. And there's a company called Kraft who are very famous for food, especially for cheese. John L. Kraft is the founder of this company, and we're just going to speak upon him for a few minutes this morning. John Kraft, the cheese man. "Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase." This is something that John Kraft sought to do as he established his business empire. He was born in Ontario, in Canada, way back in 1874. And his name suggests he was born of German descent. He was born onto a dairy farm, the second child of 11 children. His parents were Christians. In fact, they were Mennonites. And John Kraft had a strong Christian upbringing and a strong Christian influence in his young life. But whenever he was a young man in his early 20s, he left home to find work and went to different cities in the United States of America, traveling over the border. But he met with ill fortune, we might say. Many of his business colleagues done the dirt on him and forsook him and took their business with them and left him with very, very little. In fact, he found himself in the city of Chicago, which at that time was overrun with crime and different things. And he had, just to his name, in the city of Chicago, 65 United States dollars. And with those $65, he rented a horse and a wagon. The horse, we're told, was called Paddy. And every morning, with what was left over, he went to a wholesaler's and bought cheese and put as much cheese in the wagon with what was left over that he could, and went around door to door, homes and businesses, and sold his cheese and made a little bit of money. And he did this every day, Monday through to Saturday, and began to sell cheese to local merchants, local markets, door to door. And in 1903, he had established a small business that he just called the John Kraft Company. At that time, he decided to make God himself his business partner. And he would never consult or perform a business transaction without first seeking God for wisdom and committing his way unto the Lord. And it was his desire to honor God with his substance. By 1909, 6 years later, some of his younger brothers had entered into business with him. And then with the outbreak of the First World War, cheese being an affordable commodity, high in protein and fat and different things, that was used to feed the troops in the foreign fields. And John L. Kraft sold 6 million pounds of cheese to the United States Army during the First World War. Kraft still make different products. I think this was the only one that I could find in Tesco's with a little Kraft symbol on it, macaroni and cheese. They used to do Philadelphia and different types of chocolate. I'm quite an expert in chocolate, but nevertheless, Kraft today is the second largest food corporation in all the world, with a net revenue of $34 billion, 94,000 employees in 70 different countries. But all the while, John Kraft was involved in giving out and selling physical food, his greater desire still was to dispense and to give out spiritual food. All of his Christian life, from his adult years, he was a Sunday school teacher. He gave away literally millions, billions in fact, of dollars to build gospel preaching churches, mostly Baptist churches in deprived areas right across America so that people could hear the gospel. And of course, as well, his desire was that the gospel be spread to other nations. And by the end of his life, John Kraft was giving virtually 100% of his income away. 100% of his company profits was given away whenever he was still alive to serve the Lord. He said this on one occasion, "I don't believe in tithing, but I guess it's not a bad place to start." What he meant by that was he did believe in giving the Lord a tenth of his income, but he believed in giving much, much more. Being interviewed about his business transactions, he said, "The only investment I ever made which has paid consistently increasing dividends is the money I have given to the Lord." And of course, he was speaking of spiritual investment. A man who did well in time, but a man who invested in eternity. So I don't know if you're into macaroni and cheese, but if you are, might I suggest Kraft and think about the name John Kraft. I think we're going to give away a hamper fairly soon with lots of different foods under the pew here, and we'll think of some, maybe a competition to give away a food hamper in the weeks to come. But